From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Firefighters continue to battle a blaze near Los Alamos, New Mexico. The wildfire has burned roughly 70,000 acres, and it's just 3% contained. It has also forced 20,000 nearby residents to evacuate and has shut down the Los Alamos National Laboratory. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on concerns that the fire could reach barrels of nuclear waste that are stored there.
The Las Conchas fire is burning trees and dry brush, with high winds pushing it along. Fire spokesman Terry McDermott says it's moving so fast, he's trying to keep up with it.
I'm just looking at our latest map here. We're just trying to figure it out. As you might expect, this is a pretty fluid situation.
What's brought this fire into the spotlight is that it's threatening the Los Alamos National Lab, a facility spread out across more than 40 square miles northwest of Santa Fe. It's best known for the development of the first atomic bomb in the midst of World War II, the Manhattan Project. Researchers there now study a lot of things, from nuclear weapons to climate change to renewable energy. In 2000, a devastating fire hit the nearby town of Los Alamos, destroying hundreds of homes, but no radiation was released from the lab. Still, between then and now, Terry McDermott says the lab acted.
The labs took extreme measures to not only thin their areas so it would be easier to firefight, but they removed a great deal of the materials that would have caused some concerns.
Anti-nuclear activists say they're concerned because roughly 15,000 barrels of low-level nuclear waste are stored on site. They fear that a fire could make the barrels so hot they'd explode. Los Alamos lab spokesman Kevin Rourke says the barrels are under domes and fire won't get near them because there's nothing to burn around them.
The grounds around these storage domes are completely devoid of vegetation and most are covered with gravel or asphalt or bare earth.
Rourke also says the barrels themselves can withstand fire, and there's a sprinkler system.
And the fire department also has the capability, should there be an imminent threat, which there isn't, but should there be one, the fire department has the capability to go in and spray fire retardant foam.
There is another concern. Soil in some places on lab grounds is contaminated from years of nuclear weapons testing, and trees are growing there. Should the fire burn those areas, it's possible radioactivity could rise into the air. A spokesperson for the New Mexico Environment Department says that was not a problem in the 2000 fire, and there's no reason to think it will be this time. But it's placed air quality monitors around the Las Conchas fire to be sure. Ted Robbins, NPR News.